أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Beyond the Quranic or Rabbana duas and the Sunnah duas that we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's continue our series of duas with some beautiful duas for health. I'd like to remind you that these duas, like the ones in my previous episodes, have not been compiled by me. I'm only lending my voice to them. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this a means of sadqa-e jariya for the person or organization who has compiled this dua list and those whose lists were used to create this list. And it also becomes a sadqa-e jariya for me and all of us who say ameen to them and share them. Let's start with a dua from the sunnah. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa min sayyil askam. O Allah, indeed I seek refuge in you from leukoderma, madness, leprosy and all bad diseases. Ibn Dawood. Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, you are exceptionally merciful and compassionate. You are Al-Wudud. You love us beyond measure. Please grant me health in not just physical sense but also spiritual and mental. Please grant me peace within my heart and mind. You are Al-Mu'min. You grant us security through faith. Please safeguard me from anxiety, panic and depression. You are As-Salam. Please extend the kind of peace that can only come from you over me and my loved ones. You are Al-Musawwir. You fashioned our bodies in the most perfect and sublime way. Help me use my body for good and let this body be healed from all things ailing it. You are the one whose power preserves the heavens and the earth. You are Muhaymin, our guardian, and Al-Hafidh, the preserver of all the worlds. You are heedful of all the actions that we perform and you protect your slaves from all kinds of hardship and evil. Please protect me, my family members, my extended family and the entire Ummah from harm in all sense of the word. Ya Allah, you are Al-Qudus. You are pure from any imperfection. Only from you can I find relief for my outward skin irritations, acne, rashes, etc. and all other outward and inward scars that mar my body and soul. Please beautify me from the inside out. Most of all, let me be beautiful in the ways you want me to be. Ya Jabbar, you are the compeller. Whatever you will is what happens. You are the one who reforms, the one who fixes the situation for his creation. Please help restore my health. Help me achieve a healthy weight. Remove any toxins and harmful things from my body. Safeguard my body from developing any cancers or terminal illnesses. And grant me a life where I am not dependent on others to do errands for me even in old age. Grant me a body with which I can pray and glorify you in the best of manners. Strengthen my back, my legs, my patience and my mind so I can focus on memorizing most of the blessed Quran and recite it for an extended period in my ibadah. Most of all, guide my heart to nourish my body, this beautiful amana of yours, in the best way with halal nutrition and ingest only what is beneficial and good for me physically and spiritually. You are Al-Mutakabbir, supreme and majestic. I could never worship you the way you deserve, but allow me this physical, mental and spiritual stamina so I can give it my best shot and be able to stand in the shade of your mercy on the day when there will be none except to those whom you wish to provide it to. O Allah, place light in my heart and place light in my hearing and place light in my seeing and place light beneath me and place light above me and light on my right and light on my left and place light behind me and make the light greater for me. Let this light eventually be what helps guide me to the gates of Jannah. Ya Hamid, don't let me ever turn away from you, no matter how many trials and difficulties you test me with. Let these difficulties serve to make me a stronger Muslim and more sincere to you. Ya Rauf, grant me the strength to battle laziness and sleep so I may wake up for Tahajjud and Fajr daily. Guide me, my family and all believers on Siratul Haq, Siratul Mustaqim. Make us of those who serve you and worship you in a way pleasing to you and befitting your majesty. O Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those who love you and for the action that will cause me to attain your love. O Allah, make your love more beloved to me than myself and my family. Ya Raqib, cause me to fear you in secret and in public. I ask you to make me true in speech in times of pleasure and of anger. I ask you to make me moderate in times of wealth and poverty, and I ask you for the everlasting delight and joy that will never cease. Ya Noor, you are the light of the entire universe. Grant me light in this dark and gloomy world. Make me a source of light. Ya Allah, make me someone who becomes a source of love, healing and guidance for others. Make me someone who loves people for your sake and not with expectations in return. Ya Latif, make me someone who understands the pain of others as I understand mine. Increase me in empathy and love. Protect me from hurting any heart and bringing darkness in anyone's life through my words and actions. In a world where so many are engulfed in faith crisis, help me to hold on and aid me in inspiring others to do the same. Help me beneficially impact other people's life as long as I am alive and even after I am gone. Ya Wahhab, you are the giver of gifts and you have given me so many. My sweet children being the most beautiful of them, I ask that you preserve them for an extended period of time, grant them health and well-being in every respect. Ya Afu, forgive me and increase me in your blessings and provisions. Ya Bar, lead me to more opportunities to do good and seeking your pleasure, increase me in Sadqa al-Jariya work. Ya Allah, grant my siblings success in this dunya and akhirah. Guide my siblings on the straight path, fill their hearts with desire for Islam. Lead them to pious spouses, forgive their sins and bless them with pious and healthy offspring. Ya Allah, you are the ultimate provider. Bless my loved ones with barakah in their livelihoods, in their marriages, in progeny, in their education and all other areas they may need with khair. Ya Rafi, you are the elevator from whom we can be exalted. Please elevate the ranks of my parents, spouses, parents, my sisters and brothers, my elders and the entire ummah. Ya Ghafoor, you love to forgive. Offer complete and total maghfirah and forgive the sins of those who have passed away in my family and the ummah, young and old, and grant them a peaceful time in the barzakh till they meet you. Ya Allah, make me of those who are patient and obedient to you and to my parents, and have mercy on them as they looked after me when I was young. Also, please remember me and my family always in your duas. Follow Brief Islamic Reminders on Instagram to watch brief reels, and follow Bir on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple and Google Podcasts to listen to all the episodes and share them. Barakallah li wa lakum. Jazakallah khair for listening and sharing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.